This is an Aero News Touch and Go for August 27, 2008. I'm Paul Plack. Computer problems at a flight control center near Atlanta delayed flights nationwide yesterday. FAA spokeswoman Kathleen Bergen said the center had a communication link failure in the network about 1:30 p.m. Eastern. The center is located in suburban Hampton and handles instrument flight plans filed for aircraft departing airports in the eastern U.S. Bergen told the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, quote, "As a result, all the flight plans for any instrument flights nationwide are having to be processed through a similar facility in Salt Lake City, so that's slowing things down," unquote. By late yesterday evening, the FAA was reporting all flights from major airports back on schedule. Check for updates today at aero-news.net. Very little hard information was available by our deadline for today's Aerocasts, but CNN reported a Sudanese airliner was hijacked shortly after taking off from Nyala in the country's war-torn Darfur region yesterday. The airliner was reported to have landed in Kifra, Libya. It was not known how many passengers were on board or what the hijackers had wanted. Two Sudanese flights were commandeered in 2007. In both cases, the hijackers were taken into custody and no passengers were harmed. In at least one of those cases, the hijackers said they wanted to bring international attention to the situation in Darfur, where a violent ethnic and tribal war has raged for over 5 years between Sudanese officials and a number of rebel groups. Follow the updates on this one at aero-news.net. The U.S. Department of Transportation wants to begin landing slot auctions at the major New York metro airports, starting with a test auction of two slots at Newark Liberty International 1 week from today. The airlines are fighting the idea, and the Port Authority of New York and New Jersey says it will not allow planes landing during auctioned slots to come to a gate. Yesterday, the FAA initiated an administrative proceeding known as a Notice of Investigation to determine whether the port would be in violation of federal regulations if it makes good on its threat. If the FAA decides the answer is yes, the Port Authority could find itself no longer eligible for FAA grants or payments under existing grants until the matter is resolved. American Express Business Travel published data Monday for North American-based domestic and international airfares from its Business Travel Monitor, and for the second quarter of 2008, the monitor confirmed that high fuel prices, which led many airlines to make capacity reductions and tighten ticketing restrictions, increased the average airfare paid. Businesses, in turn, are adjusting. American Express VP Hervé Sedky noted, quote, "We are helping our clients adjust to manage their travel programs in a disciplined way by incorporating best practices and optimizing policy guidelines and compliance strategies," unquote. American Express says the second quarter of 2008 marked a 7-year high in the average airfare paid by business travelers, up 10% year over year. Aside from more aggressive price shopping, Sedky says businesses are trying harder to take advantage of discount tickets and advance purchases. Quote, "Looking at the first 6 months of 2008, the companies that had travelers purchase 8 to 14 days in advance, rather than 0 to 7 days in advance, saved an average of $49 per segment," unquote. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you more about these stories. A crashed Spanish airliner may have been behind the power curve. Southwest Airlines backs off on its aggressive plan for capacity expansion. And are you ready for a small airliner from Kawasaki? Also check out our ANN special feature. Today, Kate Hanai of FlyersRights.org tells us why the U.S. presidential election may determine whether an airline passenger's Bill of Rights gets passed next year. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our Aerocasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at our website, www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.